Thank you for calling. How can I help?
Yes. Hi, my name is Del Henry. I'm a relatively new author. I live in West Orange in New Jersey. And I just saw something on the internet that Penguin was looking for new authors.
Yep, for getting their books published.
Oh, okay. Now, I want to ask you a question because my book's been out just for about a year. And the name of the book is called Fruits. It's spelled with a period after each letter. It stands for Family Research Uncovers Important Time Secrets. And it's on Amazon right now. I wanted to know if Penguin's interested in my book. Right now,
We would be more than happy to work with you and collaborate with you in order to boost the sales if the sales are low of your book as of now, so we can go ahead and talk about getting the books, I mean, your book, give it a booster so that you have good number of sales. Now, I would like to let you know that it is going to involve a one-time fee, which is going to be from somewhere about 1,000 to 1,500.
Wait, can you repeat that part again?
Sure. The marketing fee for the 6 months program would be $1,500, like anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500.
Oh boy. That's the one thing that I don't have. Oh boy. This is what I get for being an author with no money. Oh man. Everybody tells me I have a bestseller on my hands if I can get it promoted and marketed. Because if you get a chance, if you can just go to Google and type in my name and just say author Del F. Henry,
One
it'll
moment.
pop up right away. You'll see I have different reviews on my book. And they're all, what's it, five gold stars?
Author of Fruits, right?
Yes. And also, I received two awards for the book, and nobody knows about me. I'm like, I'm trying to find a way so I can get
Henry, if
promoting.
I do think if you've won the awards and you think that you can do great with your book, and we are here to welcome you. That's not an issue. You can do one thing. If you can pay 500 and get started, and you can pay the remaining 500 once you start making numbers from your royalties, we can go ahead and do that too.
Okay, the only problem is, see, for the last 6 weeks I was in the hospital and I haven't worked in over 2 months. And I had my hip surgery and different things. I don't want to go all in there, but I'm just now starting with therapy on my hip now. Wow, I'd really like to do something with Penguin. I don't have that fee money. That's the whole problem. Wow. This is a rare opportunity.
Of course it is. Let me do one thing.
Can I give you my name and my email address? And if something can be.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Dell, like the Dell computer. It's
Yep.
Dell. And my middle initial is S. It's for Scott. I put Dell S and last name is Henry. Henry. And that's exactly what you'll see on the front cover of the book if you see it. And if you happen to see the front book cover, it took me 6 years of research to finally finish this autobiography book. Everybody that's on the front cover is related to my family or had family ties or associations. Again, the name of the book is called Fruits.
Yep, it's right here in front of me. And
You
I
see
was,
it?
yep, it was published by Book Baby in
Yes.
2021. Okay.
Right. They're down in Pensauken here in New Jersey. I live in West Orange in New Jersey.
Got it.
And I don't have any affiliation with them. I don't, you know, I don't have any contract with them. That's what I mean by saying that. They helped me with the printing of the book, and that was it. So I'm free in that terms where I can, you know, work with any other type of industry, and I'm very interested in being working with a penguin.
Mm-hmm.
You distribute books all over the globe, correct?
Right.
Yes, I would certainly like to be a part of that. What is your name?
My name is Haley.
Haley?
Yep, Haley Stringfellow.
Okay, Haley. Yep. Are you saying Haley or Paley?
Haley.
P as in Peter?
No, H as in Harry.
Oh, okay, Haley, okay. This way I'll know who I spoke with, okay.
I would need your phone and your email as well.
Yes, my phone, my landline phone number, and I'm in West Orange in New Jersey. We're like just a half hour from New York. My landline number here is 973-731-2356.
2356.
I'll say it again. 973.
Mm-hmm.
731-2356.
Perfect.
And my email, it's one word, it's all lowercase. It's dayproducts@gmail.com. That's D as in David, A as in Apple, Y as in yellow. Day Products, ProducTS.
Mm-hmm.
dayproducts@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Yes, so if there's something we could work out, that would be great.
Definitely.
Because I've always wanted to work with a penguin, but before you had to have an agent and you had to, you know, have somebody, you know, refer you and things of that nature. Now it's...
Of course.
I like it the way it is now. That's great.
Of course. I understand.
So if you read on the left side, there's 7 different editorial reviews on the book.
Yep.
And they're all pretty positive, too. I was surprised, you know, because I mainly wrote the book for my family, but, you know, once it started moving out there, I said, well, hey, it may have something... People tell me over and over again, Del, if you get the right hands, you got a bestseller on your hands. Because it's a unique book.
Yep.
And everybody that's on that front cover had some inner reactions with different people in our family.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of history, and there's sports, and there's crimes. I don't know if you've read the subtitle. You see the word, the mafia. My grandfather, you heard of the movie, The Godfather?
Yep.
My grandfather, in real life, he's the person he saved the real mafia person's life that they patterned the movie, The Godfather, over after. His name was Richie the Boot Boyardo. It was my grandfather that saved his life back in November of 1930.
Mm-hmm.
He got him to the hospital in time. There's a scene where you see Marlon Brando get shot and he's laying there for dead. In real life, it was my grandfather that saved Richie the Boot Boyardo's life.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, he gave my grandfather a lot of money. My grandfather opened up 2 nightclubs in Newark. And he taught this 8-year-old girl named Sarah Vaughn her first vocal lessons. That's why you see her in the bottom of the book there,
mm-hmm.
Sarah Vaughn. Her sister gave me a lot of pictures to put in the book, which I have in the book now. So everybody in the book has a meaning to our family. Walt Clyde Frazier, you might know him. He played for New York Knicks. I played against him, and I was, as a result of that, I was invited to New York Knicks free agent camp.
Mm.
It was a long time ago, so I'm 71 years old now. This is back in the 70s. I played against Walt Frazier, and I did okay. So that's why they're all the pictures you see of everybody in the front cover has a meaning. Our family's related to the three U.S. presidents. I had to have some DNA checks, you know, to confirm everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Julian Bond. He's a state senator. He was a state senator in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
His cousin's married to my cousin. So there's a lot of things that I'd love to talk to you about, you know, to give you information on it.
Mm-hmm.
We used to live down the street from Dionne Warwick. And her cousin, Whitney, used to babysit my niece. So that's why they're all in the book. I grew up in East Orange in New Jersey, which is two towns over. I live in West Orange now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why everybody is on that front cover. There's a lot of other people I couldn't put on the front cover.
I will go ahead and, in the meantime, send you some documents for your review so that you can review it.
Okay.
And then once, you know, maybe by the end of this month or maybe, you know, end of the next month or whenever you think you're ready to get the ball rolling, you just need to email me back or circle back with us, and we will be more than happy to help you with this project because we do think that, yes, we can work out with this book.
Wow, that would be great. Now, Haley, you spell your name H-A-L-E-Y?
Correct.
And what's your last name?
Stringfellow.
How do you spell that?
S as in Sam.
Yes.
D as in Tom.
Yes.
R as in Romeo.
I'm sorry, I got S-T.
R as in Roger.
Yes.
I as in India.
Uh-huh.
N as in November.
November, like N?
N as in November, like Nancy.
I have S-T-R-I-N.
G as in golf.
Yes, string.
F as in Frank.
Uh-huh.
E as in echo.
Okay.
L as in Larry.
Mm-hmm.
L as in Larry.
Mm-hmm.
O as in Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
W as in Washington.
Okay, string fellow.
Correct.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay. So, yeah, I look forward to getting your email.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to try to find some kind of way so I could work with this because I would definitely be interested in working with Penguin.
Of course. You can go ahead and do your homework and study about it, pray about it, and then...
Mm-hmm.
Ready to pull the trailer, you just need to give me a call again, and I will also give you my direct number, just in case.
Okay, what's your direct number?
It's 760.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Sure. It's 760.
Yes.
607.
Yes.
5186.
Okay, that's 760-607-5186.
Correct. You got it right.
All right, that's great. Okay, Haley, I'm not going to hold you up. Boy, I tell you, this made my day. I'm going to find... I have a friend. I'm going to see if he could help me out.
It's just a matter of, you know, $1,500. So friends do help out. You can go ahead and talk to them. If not, call me back and let me know, and I'll check with my team if there's any possibility what we can start.
If he could help me with $500, can we get the ball rolling with that?
Absolutely, we can.
Okay, I'll see if he can do that for me, because I won't be able to start back working until either the end of June or early July. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I had a hip surgery, and I'm just recovering from it now.
Yeah. You need to recover.
Yes.
You need to give it some time to heal it down. And
yes, right. Boy, because I envision myself doing book signings in New York, you know, doing talks, everything.
Yes,
that'd be great.
You need
I'm open because I'm just a half hour away. you know, if I take the train there, yeah, that'd be great.
You need to take good care of yourself so that we can welcome you here for your book signings.
Okay, that sounds great, Helly. Okay, nice talking with you.
Same here.
Is there ever a time you need to speak to me about anything, you know, give me a call. If I'm not here, leave a voice message, and I'll definitely get back to you.
Sounds good. I will do that. Don't worry.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. And we have one.
Okay, you take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.